Blog Talk Radio.
They say this mountain can't be moved. They say but they don't know you like me. There is power in your name. We heard that there is no way through. We heard the tide will never change.
I mean, I know.
They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Moving to the love, breaking your breath above. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe. We know that hope is never lost. Oh, for there is still an easy grace. God, we really know that otherwise. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Thank you.
You said it, so we believe it. Standing on your word, no matter what it looks like.
God, we believe for it.
God, we believe for it. Hallelujah. Out whatever it is you believing for, that you're standing on the word of God so it can become true. I ask you right now, if you haven't been doing that, repent, change. Say, Lord, I'm going to find a scripture, and I'm going to stand on it, and I'm going to believe for it according to your word. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. I'm just excited about the Word of God. We're going to get ready to have a word of prayer, and we're going to jump right into our review. I'm excited about the word of God. Oh, Pastor, I'm going to ask her if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll go from there. Hallelujah. Pastor Bill.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen, amen. We trust and believe God for it. Whatever it is we're asking him for. Amen. And the scripture I like to read is Matthew, the 8th chapter and the 13th verse, reading from the King James. And Jesus said unto the Syrian, so go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can share the word and study your word, Father God. We're thanking you for everyone coming together today, Father God, and taking time out that they can be on this broadcast, those that called in, those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, bless each and every one in a mighty way. And then, Lord, we ask that you will bless our pastor. Be with him, Father God. And as he gets ready to do those things that he is about to do, Lord, we know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. And your word says, by your stripes we're healed. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, that have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, that are believed, Father God. We know sometimes they don't have answers and they're hurting, but Lord, we know you are a comforter, Father God, so comfort them at a time as this. And then, Lord, be with those that are going through, Father God. Help them, Father God, to make the right decision. Let them be prayerful, Father God, and then be led by your spirit, Father God, to do your will, Father God. Lord, we just thanking you for your many, many blessings, Father God. And we ask that you open up our hearts to your word, Father God, and bless each and every one, Father God, as we come together for the review from the week, Father God. We give you praise, and we want to thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, this review, let me remind everyone that the word is the final authority. That's what we've been talking about. And
amen.
It being the final authority, doesn't matter what subject, what someone say, the end of the day, the word of God has to be final authority. And we were asked a question by Minister Robinson, and so the Lord just had me to take that question up. And by doing that, let me tell you all the question for those that was not here. And let me say this too, because it's not my review, it's our review. So anyone have anything to say, please don't hesitate. Just go ahead on and press 1. The only reason I don't leave the station wide open because from time to time we get some crazies. And I'm not trying to get the broadcast messed up like that. So I hope you understand that. And with that being said, if anyone have anything you'd like to say, just press 1. We'll let you in. Okay, back to Brother Minister Robinson. He posed a question. Is knowing and believing is different, or the difference between knowing and believing? And so that's what this was about this week, knowing and believing. And our foundational scripture, I believe we had several of them, but one of them was from Romans 10. And as we go to Romans 10, I want to say, let's see if I have any notes here. Romans 10, I think we went from about the 8th verse till about the 17th verse. But either way, we had Romans 8 to Romans 10, verses 8 through 17. And we also had Matthew 7, verse 24, 25. Those is kind of like our foundational scriptures. Even though we didn't get into all of that like we wanted to, but however, we were led by the Spirit of God, and I truly believe that because the Word of God went forth. Now, we're going to read our foundational scripture and maybe have a couple comments. And after that, if anyone would like to have anything you want to share, we want you to share it. But before I go there, as you find it, rather, Romans 10, verses 8 through 17, I want to thank Pastor for the fine job she did on Thursday and how she got the others involved in Thursday meeting. Evangelist Renee, Evangelist Pastor Marilyn, and for engaging and being part of it. Also, I want to thank Brother Minister Robinson for getting on Monday and explaining what it was really about that he wanted to express to us. And I think he did a fine job at the end expressing what it was that he wanted to say. And he pretty much wanted to say that believing was and believing and knowing that there was a difference. And in that, he felt like the church people, they live in hope. When they've gotten the basics, then they began to live in hope, and they began to wishing and hoping. And he said, if we're going to walk in our kingship and our queenship, we got to get past that, and we got to walk in knowledge, and which is true. And we're believing that. But we also made reference to some things when it came to knowledge, because believing is the main piece here. I want to say that. That's the star. It's believing. Mm-hmm. It's all about believing.
Yeah.
But since I don't care how much knowledge you get, you're going to have to believe. And we weren't able to answer all the questions, but it is possible to know something but not believe it. Just like what is knowing and versus believing. What comes first, belief or knowledge? We didn't answer all these questions, but then we got a biblical definition of believing. And we made mention of some of the things or ways you can know God. And as far as knowledge, I mean, we have enough knowledge to believe in God, because you can look around you. The five senses tell you, first of all, you didn't create yourself. And for every building, it is a builder. So that's some knowledge. So then you can believe in yourself because you do exist. And we talked a little bit about the elements of believing. Faith is a way of knowing, trusting, and then, I don't know, one of the things that I kind of hit on, I don't know if it was Friday or if it was, I think it was Friday, if not Friday, it was one of those days that God had put in my spirit how important it is for us to have knowledge, but the only way you got that knowledge is through him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, you want to get the God kind of knowledge, because the God kind of knowledge allows you to believe. And with that being said, we're going to go to Romans 10, and we're going to begin with verse Pastor, do you have another translation, and I can read it from the King James Version, if you have another translation?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Yes, I have the Message Bible.
Oh, okay, cool. Very good. The Messenger Bible, the King James Version read like this. But what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Now, just for the record, you got to preach the word of faith. You got to preach that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to preach faith.
Amen.
We ain't preaching faith. You preaching what you know, you missed it. Okay. So if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and it's with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The 11th verse says, for the scripture says, and boy, I don't know why I got stuck there the other day, Pastor, in the 11th verse, the scripture talking. The scripture says, Mm-hmm. So you can go with what the scriptures say. Remember, that's how now I'm finished reading it. It says, for the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And the 13th verse says, and for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. They have not all obeyed the gospel. Isaiah said, the Lord, who have believed, I report. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, which is the final authority. Okay, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Reading from the Message Bible. The word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. This is the core of our preaching. Say the welcoming word to God. Jesus is my master, in body and soul. God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. That's it. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God, trusting him to do it for you. That's salvation. With your whole being, you embrace God, setting things right. And then you say it right out loud. God has set everything right between him and me. Scripture reassures us, no one who trusts God like this hard ever regret it. It's exactly the same no matter what a person's religious background may be. The same God for all of us, acting the same incredibly generous way to everyone who calls out for help. Everyone who calls, help God, gets help. But how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? And how can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? And how can they hear if nobody tells them? And how is anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? That's why scripture explains, a sight to take your breath away, land possessions of people, telling all the good news of God. But not everybody is ready for this, ready to see and hear and act. Isaiah asked at one time or another, does anyone care, God? Is anyone listening and believing a word of it?
Come on now.
The point is, before you trust, you have to listen. But unless Christ's word is preached, there is nothing to listen to. Amen.
Amen, amen. See, the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him, you don't have to be ashamed if you believe. So the key here is about believing. And I understand the subject and the subject matter. I get all of that. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, the start of this show and God show us, I should say, it's about believing. That's how mm-hmm. you get everything with God. Now, I'm going to talk to somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to. And then we're going to open it up. Anybody want to have anything to say from this past week, please press 1. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, it's about believing. Jesus told that man, said, the centurion, well, pastor, the scripture she read, so Jesus told him, look here, you can go your way now. You know why? Because you believe. And it'll be done because you believe. Now, it have nothing to do with you coming to me, but because you believe the word of God. And the Bible says that self same hour, the servant was healed. You know what? Because he believed. Remember when Jesus came to the blind man's house? And he said unto them, believe you that I can do this? The blind man said, I don't see what you look like. I really don't care at this point, but I believe. He said, yeah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I believe you can heal me. Now, some theologians said, well, if you're blind, you'll get any healing any way you can. Absolutely. And if it requires believing, that's what I'm going to do. I don't see, so what difference does it make? It's a good time to believe. And let me put a pin there, because somebody right now, because you can't see the answer, it's a good time to believe. See, you can start that process now. And I don't care what folks say about you, because see, I'm going to tell you, when if you're a believer and somebody offend you, it better off the mile, a millstone be tied around their neck and be tossed over there in Lake Erie somewhere than to mess with you because you're a believer.
Come on now, say it.
Yeah, they don't want to mess with believers. You can mess with church folk, just don't mess with a believer. You can mess with preachers, just don't mess with a believer. You can mess with the strongest man in the world. Do not mess with a believer.
Amen.
But you're in deep trouble. The scripture says, I didn't say that. He said it would be better for you. It better now. Now, I don't even know how to figure this out, but it's better for you. You're going to have a millstone tied around your neck. Go hang yourself. Then to mess with a believer. I went, what? The Lord said, they better not do that than to mess with a believer. But you're in big trouble when you mess. So I ain't messing with no believer. I don't care how young they are or what color they are or whatever. And I know some of y'all right now, y'all may not believe this, but the Lord told me, said, you repent for putting your mouth on people that was not your color. Because see, right now, a lot of prejudice going on. Start talking about, you don't know who's a believer and who's not. Because the Bible says in John 3:16 that whosoever believes, doesn't matter who they are, they're going to have eternal life. So stop thinking that it's only going to be among black people, or it's only going to be among educated people, or people that belong to your congregation. No, the Bible says whosoever. Do I need Pastor? Yeah. Pastor, go find that for me, if you will. John 3:16, thank you, 3:16-17. I'm telling you, whosoever believes, the eternal life is only going to be awarded to those that believe. I don't care how many scriptures you know. I don't how well you verse in the Bible. I don't care how much you pray, how much you preach, how much you pray and tell. All of that stuff. Brother and sister, it's about believing the scripture, man. The word of God has to become the final authority. So stop. If you have been, change it right now. Repent. Say, Lord, you know what? I looked at that thing wrong, but I know whosoever, that can be anybody. That can be small, big, great. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, I got that little young boy to pray with me because the Lord said, whosoever. So I said, okay, Lord, let me act on your word. This is an opportunity. Because you know, a lot of times your mind tells you, oh, you know, get this mighty woman of God or this mighty man of God. No, the Lord said, get that young boy right there. Because, you know, Jesus used children, too. If you didn't know, he used children, too. Because he know they don't believe, so he called one. But anyway, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, John. I'm sorry, you said... Oh. John 3. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Apologize, I was over in another book, but here we go. Amen. John 3:16 from the King James reads as follows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world through him might be saved. Amen, amen.
Amen. So, see, whosoever believeth, you might want to go back and read that scripture again and restudy that, reexamine that, revisit that scripture and say, Lord, are you serious? Yeah, whosoever believeth. I don't care if they're white, black, Mexican, doesn't matter. Whoever believes. Now, then you have to understand what believing you.
Amen.
See? Because I know Isaiah asked that question. Lord, is anybody else like me want to know who's a real believer? Who's a true believer? So God said, whoever believes now, if they'll believe me, they'll have eternal life. So I'm telling you, be careful about who you talking about believing and who's not believing.
Amen.
See, believe me, brothers and sisters, the word of God has to become the final authority, okay? And then God constantly tells us, don't be like the publicans. You know, don't be like the heathens. God's trying to keep us away from that mentality. That's what it was. It's their mentality. You'd be surprised. Now, some guys, oh, Pastor, that ain't true. But there are folks right now, they get angry because the pastor won't call them up to pray. Get mad.
Have mercy.
And the Lord said, oh, they got that Pharisee spirit. That's all that is. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. Yeah, you'd be surprised, people. You know what I mean? They go to church because they know pastor. Some of them are deacon right now because they can. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. And not that they believe. They don't even believe in what they're saying. Don't believe it. They won't act no word. A lot of it's just vain repetition. They're just going over and over. Some of them because they can pray big words. They want to be seen. Now, Pastor, come on. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that did not come from me. That came from the scripture. But you got to read the Bible. You have to read the Bible. When he said over there in Matthew 6, trust me, brothers and sisters, he said when they pray, he's talking about us, and when you all pray, don't be like the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corner streets, that they may be seen. He said, okay, they got their reward. He said, but don't pray like that.
Yeah.
See, I tell people, okay, go and see what the Father say about prayer. Then come to me. You read John, Matthew 6, and then go read John 17. Yeah. I had somebody ask me about prayer the other day. God already know what you have need of.
Yeah.
If we would spend more time praying, and I know I'm going to the right a little bit, but the Spirit just telling me to say this, and I'm going to say it. For those that don't know, I will flow with the Spirit, whatever, because there's a need. It may not be for you, maybe for somebody else. But and then you can be blessed by it as well, okay? And he said, when I pray, y'all shall not be like the hypocrite. Now, why did I say that? Because you don't want to be a hypocrite in praying. Don't be like that. He said they love to pray in the church, in the synagogue. So he referenced to that for a reason, brothers and sisters. He obviously he don't care for that.
All right, come on now.
If he's telling you that not to be like that, it's obvious he don't care for that. If I tell you, don't taste this over here, but taste this, it's because either I don't think it's good for you or you may not like it, but there's a reason I'm telling you not to. That's all I want you to get. There's a reason I'm telling you not to. And that's what he's saying here, not. Not be like the hypocrites. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To go define the word hypocrite. But anyway, and then he says, because they like to get in the church building or the synagogue. You know what the synagogue is? A church building.
Mm-hmm.
He said they love to do that kind of stuff. He said, but I don't want you to be like that.
Okay.
All right. The Lord had me just share that. But this is about believing.
Uh-huh.
Believe in what you're saying. Believe in that, in this prayer, believe in Romans 10:9-10. And believe me when I tell you, God was talking to Israel. Who you thought he was talking to, a bunch of heathens? No. That's probably why the Lord had me to share that, because when he starts off in the book of Romans by saying, brother, my heart desire in prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I mean, God chosen folks might be saved. And you think you all of that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility you might not be saved. So Paul said, I'm praying. He wasn't doing no hypocritical prayer. He was praying that Israel be saved. Who would give you the nerve to pray for Israel? Paul, they was here 2,000 years before you got here, bro. But he said, I'm here to bear record. They have a zeal of God, but it wasn't according to knowledge. Boom, there it is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, knowing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know God. They're ignorant of God's righteousness and have gone about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. See, that, I was talking to somebody the other day about submitting. Brothers and sisters, you got to learn what that means. To submit is not a bad word. It's not an ugly word.
Amen.
To submit means that you're going to give way to God, way of doing things. And if it's a man, make sure he's under God's submission. If it's a woman, make sure she'll submit to God. Because if she won't submit to God, trust me, brothers, she ain't finna submit it to you. And let me tell you, women, right now, if a man, he won't submit to the things of God, and he'd rather go to the right to satisfy his flesh, I'm telling you, he ain't going to submit to you either. You know they ain't going to do God right. Why do you think he finna do you right? No, he got to be willing to submit to God and his righteousness.
Yes, amen.
Listen, brother, so you want to see a beautiful marriage, a beautiful relationship, whatever, where, let both parties be willing to submit to God.
Yeah.
But
amen.
Going to the knowledge part, this is what this is about. Paul was writing to him because he wanted them to get to the knowledge part. But there again, knowledge is knowing. So I came, I don't know what day that was. I said truth, knowledge, and belief. You start with truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, we're talking about knowing and believing, but you start with truth. And if you don't get truth, you ain't going to get no knowledge. Then you can't believe. So that's what Paul is saying here. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked a question, and I don't know, we may not answer it today because it's review. We may do a little bit of it next week if God say the same. The question is it possible to know something but not believe it? Is that possible? What is knowing, say, versus believing? You know a thing before you believe it. Is that possible? Well, what comes first, believing or knowledge? Which one comes first? That's a good question, because I debated myself with that.
Mm-hmm.
What comes
all right.
first? Belief or knowledge? Because you can believe and not know. Defining biblical belief, defining biblical believing, the five things we can know that about God. We talked about the three elements of believing. What are they? And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, without faith, you won't please God. Maybe we don't want to please God. But Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, you can't please him.
Amen.
So you get the knowledge, but I just said, who believe in us, God? Anybody out here can believe you, Lord. I mean, I see people doing this and doing that, but are they believing you, God? What separates their belief from their knowledge? Well, preach. I might preach this to me today. What separates belief from knowledge? Can you have too much knowledge and not enough belief? Can you have too much belief and not enough knowledge? And then, too, what you believe in, is it true? See, man, we got so many questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
What does believing become? Well, when does it become knowing? I'm going to share this, and then anybody else have anything they want to come in? Because I had to ask myself, what does believing... Or I think I asked myself, when believing become knowing? That's real key, because you have knowledge that that's a chair. Well, you know that's a chair, but you see it wobbly. Do you believe it's a hole hold you up? If you believe it, you're set in it.
Yeah.
And if you truly believe it, you're going to stay in it. But then the Lord showed me something else. I was cutting up some carrots. You know, when I was young, and I'm sure they told y'all, eat your carrots, eat this, eat that, healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had the knowledge of it, but I wasn't eating no carrots. I mean, I didn't see the benefit at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see the benefit. And then they had that little rabbit running around there eating that carrot. His name was Bugs Bunny, so that didn't make it no better for me. But I had the knowledge. Yeah, it'll make you fast. It'll do a lot of things for your blood. Carrots, and I don't want to get into carrots, eh? But I wanted to make a point here. Did I believe really in carrots? No. Let me stop playing. I didn't believe that.
Mm.
You know why? Because I wouldn't eat none. If I really believed that stuff, I'd have ate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you when I believed it, when I started eating it.
All
yeah,
right.
I mean, I eat some carrots in a heartbeat. I put carrots in a whole lot of stuff. I cook and season with it. And a whole lot of stuff I don't cook. I don't cut up and use some carrots. Use little carrots with it. I've just used carrots and rice before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You'd be surprised what carrots. Well, when you know what it'll do, then you do it. See? So, knowing, let me say that again. Knowing and believing is what we were talking about, okay? Knowing and believing. So, anybody have any comments? That was some kind of introduction.
That's all right. Amen. All
well,
right.
Let me prove my point. Pastor, read Matthew 7:24 through 25. And I'll meet it out of it. And I thank God for evangelist Pastor Marilyn. She read Friday. So eloquent. I thank her for that. I thank all you guys that participated with Pastor on Thursday. She did such a great job, and you all was engaging. That's a blessing. I mean, it really blessed my heart. Y'all be surprised. Amen. It blessed me. I got to be honest with you. It truly blessed me. I went back and listened at the tape and how some of y'all were just thankful. It's just good to know you can be thankful for whatever it is. You got God's approval according to 1 Corinthians 5:7, Thessalonians 5:17. You got God's approval. But in, because I want to get away from the thought here. The thought is in knowledge and believing the difference. In Matthew 7:24 and 25 in the King James, read like this. Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was found upon a rock.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, these words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvement to your standard of living. They are foundational words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down and the river flooded. A tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you just use my words in Bible study and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When the storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, since you went there, Pastor, verse 26, 27, and everyone that hear these things of mine and doeth them not, this is people who don't believe, don't have not made the word of God the final authority, people who hear the stuff but they won't do it, he going to be like unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it failed. And a great was the fall of it.
Yeah.
Wow. The people that heard that, they was astonished at Jesus' doctrine. They was just blew away. They got blew away. You mean to tell me that this man teaching these people about being a doer of the word? Because if you don't make the word of God the final authority, you like this foolish man. But the person who makes the word the final authority, not only did they hear the word, but they did the word. People who just have knowledge is people who just hear it. They just got knowledge.
Yeah.
They believe when you act on that knowledge. Ooh, I better say that again. You believe when you act on the knowledge. You know, if you know that this is healthy for you, then you do it. If you don't act on it, it's because you don't believe it. And then it can be debated. I'm going to tell you right now, it can be debated which one came first. Was it knowledge or belief? That can be debated. But I tell you what, when God give you his word, you want to believe it, then you will have the knowledge. Uh-oh, go on there, preacher. Go on there anyway.
Come on.
When God has spoke to you through his truth, you will have knowledge, mm-hmm. and then you will be able to believe. And there again.
Yes, amen.
I know one day we were talking about, but belief really is secondhand knowledge. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, who wants secondhand knowledge? That's what you want. You don't know what God knows. So God said, I want you to know what I know, but I want you to believe it. I want you to act on it. I want you to trust me. You don't know what's in heaven. You don't know. But guess what? You can believe what the word of God says, so you can act toward that. See, knowing means that you have the knowledge. That's what knowing is. You got that, man. Mm-hmm. You got that, and you possess that knowledge. But that don't mean you're going to get anywhere with it because you got that knowledge. That don't mean that
Amen.
You, it's all of that because you, you know, you got that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
How about when you act on the word of God? How about when you believe? That's the part that I want everyone to get. Have
yeah.
that knowledge and don't have belief. You just like that man building a house on the sand. Oh, you know the
mm-hmm.
ins, out, you know, all the tricks, you know, all that. But it's pointless almost. So when you have
yeah.
the knowledge of God, then you can believe. So when he says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and I'm going to act like it's true, because that's what believing is. Believing means that you have accepted something to be true, or you are confident enough and you trust in it that it's true. So you're going to act on it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, if anybody like to have any comments, press 1, and we'll let you, anyone. How about you, Pastor?
Amen. I just like that last statement that you shared, Pastor. You said, when you have the knowledge of God, you can believe. Amen. I was looking at the scripture in the New Living Translation. Oh, let me get back there. Well, since we're in Matthew, it says, building on a solid foundation. It says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the wind beats against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. So it's letting us know right there that that's where our belief has to be. It has to be solid. It has to be on that solid foundation, which is the word of God. And you also was talking about, you mentioned Hebrews 11 and 6, you know, because without faith, it's impossible to believe God. So you got to have that foundation. You got to have that word. You got to have that knowledge. I like the illustration that you gave about the carrot. Yes, you knew, or you know, you were taught that carrots is good for you. So that was the knowledge. But the belief came when you begin to eat that carrot and found out that it, yes, is healthy for us. So the same way with the word of God. We got to be in that word, and that word will be for us as well. I like that in not Matthew, but in Romans, the 10th chapter. And instead of reading all of it, I'm going to go to verses, let's see. Well, I'll start with verse 10, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, for it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. All scripture tells us anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. But not everyone welcomes the good news. For Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our report or our message? So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. But I ask, have the people of Israel actually heard the message? Yes, they have. Amen. So, yes, we have heard the message. Amen. So we can believe the word of God. And I like the illustration also that Minister Robinson, he had shared with us, and he was saying, in other words, and I've heard Evangelist Renee say this as well, so why are you hoping if you don't believe? And why are you, you know, hoping for something to happen? And that's what you're praying for. She said, and he did too. Well, if you're going to hope for it, then why are you praying for it? So we got to have belief that we believe in that God hear and answer our prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Awesome. There again, I'm going to say this is our review, not just mine. It's ours.
Amen.
But see, unless you press one, I don't know you want to say anything. The only way I'm going to know you want to say anything is you press one. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And I also thank Evangelist Renee and Evangelist Pastor Marilyn for being there also on Thursday. And their input and their reading, you know, I thank God for them.
Amen.
And Pastor,
amen.
Did you say we're using the sister station tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. I'll give that information out. Okay, our sister station tomorrow. That number is 216-799-0090. That's 216-799-0090. And the access code is 680-1309. Again, 680-09. And that's our sister station for tomorrow.
Amen, amen. And for those that may not have been at the beginning of the broadcast, tomorrow, as it stands so far, I will be having surgery at 12 noon. So I'm asking everyone to go to, and she's going to give you the number again. It's our sister station. And then, too, if you don't find us here, we'll be there, okay? Somebody be doing something on your station. So go to our sister station and... for the word at noon, Pastor going to be conducting. I want you all to come prayerfully, come agreeing, catching and agreeing. because the word of God says two or more would touch and agree. So we're going to do Matthew 16. But we're going to give you the number again, just in case you didn't have a pencil. We're giving you a chance to go find a pencil or type it in your phone or your laptop or whatever device you're using. You know, people are really into these different devices. I am too, I guess. So don't necessarily look for a pencil. But we're giving you time to go find a pencil or a pen. Pastor, give us that number one more time, please.
Okay, Pastor. The number is 216-799-0090. And the access code is 680-1309. Amen.
Pastor, give him that number again, one more time.
Okay. The number is 216-799-0090-1309. Amen.
I thought that was what you said. See, one of them numbers is not quite right. It can't be 00990.
It's 0090.
Okay. All
one
right.
Six. Yes. Okay.
Yes, say it one more time for clarity, Pastor.
Okay. 216. 799-0090.
Okay.
And the access code 680-1309.
Okay, I went over it several times. Now, there's no excuse for anybody to tell me you didn't get the number right. We got it right. Is 1-216-799-0090, and the access code is 680-1309. Well, we're looking forward to you all joining us over there on tomorrow, and also keep us lifted in prayer. Anyone else have anything you want to share today while we're here? Hallelujah. Okay. If not, we'll see you all again on